Bring me the iPad. I need to work on stuff in the bathroom.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most oddly warm podcast. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Tam and Andy.
Are you warm?
Well, specifically this room gets warm, but I'm talking about the weather in general.
Oh,
yeah.
Very warm for mid-December.
It is. I don't want to be that guy. Where the fuck's the snow?
It is. What is it right
it's
now?
It's like 50-something right now. Like 50...
I think my iOS.
What are you thinking? What are you thinking? Derp. 50.
51.
I was going to say 40, 3.
61.
61?
Hold on.
It's possible.
55.
Sorry,
61 was the high. My apologies.
Jesus
so it's
Christ.
55 right now.
Jeez.
61 on, this is December 14th we are recording this.
Hold on, the Weather Channel tells you what the record highs and lows are for this day. So if we keep talking, I'll look it up.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of the snow, but global warming, man.
I don't like snow either. So I'm not necessarily complaining, but it's weird.
Yeah. This is like an Alabama Christmas. Like that's what it feels like. This is this is the coldest it gets in Alabama, and everybody's putting on coats and shit.
Yeah.
That's a lie. It gets a little
colder. And I didn't even wear a jacket yesterday when we ran to Stephens to pick up that controller. I was like, I'm not even wearing a jacket. I just wore a short sleeve shirt and jeans.
I actually thought you wore shorts at first. When we were in the car, I was like, is Matt fucking wearing shorts? I know it's nice out, but
I was wearing a thong.
Nice.
Hold on. Visuals.
I want to throw out a Three Hit Combo Podcast seal of approval, Stefan, for letting us borrow a controller.
Thanks, that was Stefan. Really nice of him. Especially for an Xbox One controller.
Even though he wanted to use it.
Yeah.
But bro, he let us borrow a controller so we could record things for the holiday special, which actually turned out really well.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited for the foosball.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty sweet. The audio leaves something to be desired.
Really?
Yeah. First of all, in kind of a Bush League mistake, I thought we were loud enough before background things were playing. So like the crowd and stuff like that. We're not loud enough, but the mixing could be better.
Okay.
And then during Madden, the Kinect was kind of half-assing picking us up.
Really?
Like, there would be times, like, where I would answer Tam, but you couldn't really hear what Tam said. But other times, you could hear Tam just fine.
Huh.
So the Kinect was kind of, like, getting weird with picking us up. So
it's going to be a fun episode. I can't wait.
So
no, I'll not make out with you.
Stop it, Tam.
Keep your hands to yourself.
So they're all pretty good. Both episodes were awesome. That way,
wrestling was pretty fun.
Wrestling was fun. You guys even played that after.
Yeah.
We did it. You guys had
that was,
a couple
we
more
did
matches
a cage
while
match.
I was, yeah, doing everything.
I've never played a wrestling game,
mm-hmm.
Like ever before, and it was enjoyable. And I don't know, like, my inner Alabamian was coming out.
Yeah, I hit him with the chair.
I had a grandmother. It might be a great grandmother, or even a great great grandmother, that actually thought wrestling was real. She was this old little itty bitty thing, and as like, this is weird. Her make a wish from the whole family. They took her to a wrestling event to go see this specific person, and this like little 90-year-old lady is at like WrestleMania or whatever, was watching the event go down, and the guy that she's rooting for is getting beat, and she's like standing up out of her seat about to head into the ring, and we have these like 6'2" men trying to hold this 90-year-old 80-pound nothing woman back.
I'm gonna fuck him up, just trust me.
He needs my help.
You know, it's always funny when it comes to when people are talking about, oh, wrestling, you know, because I still kind of follow wrestling. Not a whole lot anymore. But when I tell people about, like, you know what's fake, I'm like, Yeah.
Yeah.
So was The Walking Dead.
I saw the funniest thing was when CM Punk joined the UFC. It was like, it had a picture of him looking kind of confused. And it was like, CM Punk, where's the script?
But I can't remember the last wrestling event I went to. But I remember...
Wait, you've gone to like a live event?
I've gone to like 4 or 5.
Andy, have you ever gone?
To a wrestling event?
Yeah.
No.
I haven't either.
I got invited to go see midget wrestling, though, and I was working, so I was pretty sad about it.
You didn't jump all the fuck over that?
No, I was...
You could have jumped over them.
Back in, like, 1998, I went with a friend and his parents to a WCW show.
Oh, and WCW was still around.
Yeah, and then I've been to, like, I think I've been to Raw twice.
Nice.
SmackDown once. And we had a pay-per-view here in Omaha, actually, Judgment Day 2008.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think they're ever coming back because the crowd was dead.
Oh, yeah?
I was like, someone fucking cheer. They're not going to come back. But what was funny is, like, so I go there, and I usually go with, like, Stefan and Leaper. And so we'll start up conversations with people. We'll be like, so what do you think of the show? And he's like, oh, yeah, there's this match coming up. And I specifically remember – oh, I got two stories. I specifically remember I was talking to this guy. I was like, yeah, I can't wait for the Chris Jericho match. And he's like, I hate Chris Jericho. I'm like, fucking why? He's like, one of the best. He's like, he's an asshole, I think. I'm like, oh. I see.
He's got a band.
I'm like, you're really into this, aren't you? Like, he's like, yeah, he fucking threw Shawn Michaels' wife into the TV. I'm like, okay. All right. Well, I'm just gonna...
At the same time, if you wanted to compare it to Walking Dead, like, everybody loves Daryl but hates blank character. As long as he sees it as face value, playing the devil's advocate, as long as he sees it as face value of the actor of Chris Jericho through what's his fucking...
But on another level, like, in The Walking Dead, like, I really liked Merle, and Merle was supposed to be a bad guy.
Really? Yeah. I was just like, Merle, shut the fuck up every
but
time
he was
on.
The reason I really liked Merle is because he was really good at what he did. You know, that's like The Dark Knight. Everyone really liked the Joker.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was a bad guy, but he's really good at what he's doing. Yeah. So that's why he's so entertaining. And then another time I went to, I was at a show, and it was actually, it was a Chris Jericho, Shawn Michaels match. It might have been the same show.
Oh, shit.
And so I was cheering for Chris Jericho or something, and this guy was like telling me to shut up. He was like, stop rooting for Jericho. I'm like, but no. And he's like, well, Chris Jericho looked up to Shawn Michaels when he was younger. And I'm like, I mean, Chris Jericho did write that in his book. And I was like, so? Like, fucking just because he's wrestling someone he looked up to doesn't mean I'm going to cheer for the person I don't like as much. Yeah. And then his wife or something was like, he hasn't been watching wrestling as much as us. And I'm like... Well, they record it, so... And then... I was like, I might not be as old as you, but probably seen it.
Yeah,
that's funny.
And then he said... I said something like... I was like, well, I'd rather root for Chris Jericho because Shawn Michaels is going to be dead here in a few years. And he goes, you're going to be dead here in a couple minutes. And his wife like holds him back and goes, and she's like, no, no. And I'm like, no, no.
No, no. You don't want to beat up a child.
That was funny. I was like,
18. You don't want to beat up a lawsuit.
Yeah, I was like 17, 18. I was probably 17.
Ooh, angsty Matt. I wish I knew angsty Matt.
I was 17, and this guy was probably like 24.
I'm going to kick that kid's ass.
It was so funny. That was the best part. Like, he hasn't been watching as long as us. I'm like, well, they...
How old are you,
put
Andy?
That down 26. On DVD.
So the guy in this story is...
2 years younger.
Younger than you?
Yeah.
What is...
At the time, he was two years younger than him.
I thought, like, you were 24, and I wanted your opinion on the matter.
Nope.
But
nope.
You're not.
24.
You're 24? What's... Yeah. Would you go and kick your ass?
if you were talking shit to you, would you kick your ass?
Well, here's the thing. I was minding my own business to start off with. So if I was in that guy's shoes, I wouldn't have told someone to stop cheering for someone else.
Yeah, that's true.
All I was doing was cheering for Chris Jericho.
What was the cheer? Do you remember?
I think it was saying Jericho or something like that.
Go Jericho.
I don't know.
Fozzy!
I was just trying to cheer because they aren't going to fucking come back if the crowd's dead. So, yeah. So I was cheering Fozzy. I just realized that. Like, Fozzy, yay!
Yeah. Go. Fozzy is Chris Jericho's band.
Yeah, he has a band.
Which used to be like they used to be an Aussie cover band, but now they make legit music. Yeah. They just came out with a new CD, and it is really good.
Do you guys like rock music?
Oh, I love rock music.
Okay. So there is a band that a cover band that I really like cover songs. Like
covers are nice.
Make fun of me. I really enjoy the show Glee for the music. I like Glee's covers. I think they're cool and they're innovative.
I'll give you that.
Some of them.
I'll give you that. Glee's music was good, but Glee as a show, I was like, come on.
Fucking awful. Yeah. It was
Glee's,
so
Glee's
bad.
Music was legit.
It was a song and then a little bit of shit and then another good song.
Did you guys take like estrogen before you came
here? Yeah. Yeah.
You did.
Do you notice my perky breasts?
Your BAPS.
BAPS.
Yeah, I have noticed Andy's BAPS today.
but there's this band called Rock Sugar. And they take two or more famous rock songs and they put them together.
Oh, nice.
So
they're like mashup artists then.
Yeah.
There's a sweet mashup artist called Girl Talk that does that.
I love when people think they're mashup artists on YouTube, and
they
just put one song on top of another, and they like don't change the tempos or anything like that. And so it's just like listening to two songs at once. Like it's not that simple.
The in Girl Talk is the lead singer, the voice actor of Yakko from
Are you fucking
the
kidding?
Animaniacs?
Are you fucking kidding me?
No.
That's awesome!
Yeah.
I did not know that fact.
It's either Yakko or Wacko. It's one of them. Yeah.
I did not know that fact.
I can't remember which
one. Oh, man. I even have more awesome respect for Girl Talk because his stuff was awesome.
No. The guy from Rock Sugar is.
Oh, you said Girl Talk.
Yeah, you did say Girl Talk.
I asked. I was trying to one-up you. Your Girl Talk.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Well, nice. That's still really cool,
though.
Good for him.
Really cool. And he's got a cool voice. I'm trying to think of.
Do you guys remember the group Grasshopper Takeover?
Yes.
They have one of the rarest cover albums out there. Like they have it's called like the Green Album or something, but it's all covers and they only
original. People doing a fucking color album after the white album. There's the black album. Weezer has the blue album.
They only made like 100 copies of it, but apparently it's really, really, really good.
Yeah.
And the internet doesn't have it.
Really?
Is that where their MC Hammer covers on?
Yes.
Because I know that's out there. I like big butts.
Yep. But yeah, it's a really good cover album they did, and they only did like 100 copies of it. And I know Sophia John's got like 3 copies.
Sophia John, who's that?
The boss of the River. Because she does the covers on Friday, and she's like the only one that brings in that CD.
Well, all right.
I cannot stand Sophia John.
No, no. And when I saw her in person, I was like, oh, you're Sophia John. I thought she had kind of like a voice. She had like a kind of sexy voice. And then when I saw her, no, she is a squat, fat, just lesbian looking chick.
She's single?
Well, don't hold back your thoughts, Andy.
Yeah.
Tell us how you really feel about Sophia John. What I fucking hate about Sophia John, which is, I can't say I don't hate Sophia John. No. She just annoys me.
Let it out.
Because all the commercials she's in, and every time she's on Spicoli's Morning Fiasco, which I actually rarely listen to anymore.
Fucking Spicoli. That's how I feel about
it. She's the most condescending fucking person.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess I don't listen.
It's always like, Spicoli will be like, oh, I don't know that song. She's like, how could you possibly be a DJ here at the River without knowing that song? It's like,
though I will
fucking shut up.
I will say that apparently from person we know that worked at the River, everyone fucking hates Spicoli. So everyone because his parents donate like almost all the money to the River, so that like they own it basically. So that's the only reason he has that daytime show is because his parents basically own the fucking River. And everyone at the River fucking hates Spicoli because he's like the personality that he is on the radio is his real life
real personality.
So he's just a fucking douche. Ugh. Yeah. I guess he said people used to just fucking prank and, like, steal Spicoli's shit out of the fridge all the time because just everyone fucking hated him.
That's funny shit.
Yeah.
Local radio station news here on 3 Hit Combo Podcast.
Yeah.
You're welcome, America.
Yeah.
And other countries.
England, United Kingdom, I saw, number one.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah, number one when you take out the United States. Number two.
Oh, yeah, my bad. Sorry.
Yeah.
Chaps.
Chaps. Bros. They say bros, right?
Pals.
They started bros, right?
Yeah, yeah, of course.
I mean, it is their word.
Yeah. It's English.
It's English. I had something. No, go ahead. Oh! How do you guys like your beards? You guys are both rocking it.
Yeah.
I just live with this. I don't.
Oh.
I have had it for so long now that it doesn't matter.
I'm trying to live vicariously through you guys because I can't grow one.
It's warm.
Ooh.
Mine, I used to not be able to grow a beard. And now it's actually kind of coming in okay. It's not bad. It probably could be better.
So there's hope.
There is hope.
Yes.
Yeah.
My dad has a pretty slick
beard.
See,
what happened is in September through October, I had a beard, and people were actually starting to tell me that, like, they're like, ah, actually, that's coming in pretty well. And then I shaved it, and surprisingly, a lot of people at work were upset that I shaved it.
Nice.
They were like, no, you shaved your beard. And so I was like,
dude, I fucking
really?
Bro.
Like, I'll give it another shot. So,
dude, beards make you look way more mature.
Yeah, they do.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I also just realized that you're 26, you're 24, and I'm 22.
Oh, get out of here, young one.
Sorry.
Yeah. And you get out of here, old man.
Oh, that's true.
The
well, then no one
podcast.
Can have fun.
All right, boys, you want to get in gaming news?
Let's do it.
I have an erection for this.
There's loads of gaming news right around the corner.
Loads.
Stick with us and see what you can catch.
That's funny that Tam said loads.
Oh.
How many days you got left till you can pop off?
Oh, my goodness. Let me check. Hold on.
There's an app for that. How many days till you can pop?
All right. 2 months, 8 days, 10 hours, 55 minutes, and 20 seconds.
All right. Well, I'm just going to load up hentai on my iPad and just kind of show you it every now and then.
I have that app too. When can I pop off? It just says after the podcast.
You're gonna have to
Are you still going strong?
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
You can just say no, it's okay.
No.
Alright.
Oh, hey.
Hi.
Hey.
Was it all the gay talk last week?
No, it was not the gay talk last week.
All right, how does this picture make you feel?
This is an audio podcast. What is it? Oh my god!
I'm speechless.
It's the best Rule 34 I've ever found.
It is a Mountain Dew banging a sandwich. A can of Mountain Dew.
Wow.
The can of Mountain Dew is the mail. You know what I saw the other day? The funniest Rule 34 I've ever seen.
Dude, I love funny Rule 34. It's like
it,
the best.
It was sex between a cabbage and a phonograph.
What? That's even better than mine.
You know how the phonograph has that, you know, fanned out thing? The cabbage was stuffed in there, and it said, it was like, you like that girl? And the phonograph's like, and I was like, what? So I saved it.
So you saved it. Okay.
Okay. Now this is only, you would only find this on a website from Gaia Online.
Oh, that's so funny. Gaia Online.
Not the Mountain Dew. The
not
one
the
I'm,
Mountain Dew?
Not,
oh,
the
you're
one I'm
one
about
up.
To show you.
Okay. I'll describe this in detail. It is Harvey Dent and the Joker.
About to embrace each other.
Yeah. They are getting ready for an embrace. And it's in Harvey Dent's hospital bed, and the Joker is dressed like the nurse.
The nurse.
Yeah.
You can see up that skirt just enough.
Just enough. All right. Well.
All right. Well.
After that, let's do some gaming news.
I like a segue. So Amiibo Wave 2 split at many retailers. Zelda, yeah. Little Mac, Diddy Kong available this weekend.
What was the... Have you seen all the... There's a Twitter devoted to all the bad packaging of Amiibos. Because apparently they're not staying in place when they're shipped. So it's just... It looks like horrible pack... It's like horrible Amiibo packaging at Twitter.
That's pretty funny. Let's see. The other half of Wave 2 is Captain Falcon, Luigi, and Pit dropping sometime next week. Which would be the week of the 14th. So it'd be this week. Coming up. Wave 3 is set to drop sometime in February, which is Lucario, Shulk, Meta Knight, and Rosalina at Target specifically.
Yeah. The Rosalina statue looks really nice.
I have to give Nintendo props on this Amiibo thing because that market of gaming is fucking exploding. The Spyro, the Disney Infinity, that market is just exploding.
I have seen, you know, the little Spyro figurines, and every time I see one, I want to buy it to rescue it because Spyro doesn't look anything.
No,
like Spyro.
It's not the Spyro we know anymore. It's really sad.
It's a fucked up Spyro. Yeah, and I just want to buy it and like rescue it and be like, hurt you.
Are
you okay? Hurt you, Spyro.
I was okay with Spyro being the main character of that game. I just wish he was still the main character of that game.
He's not anymore.
No, they've moved on to like. Essentially game 4, and the first one was Spyro's Adventure, and then you can play Spyro in the other ones, but Spyro's not in the title. Spyro's not anywhere.
Man, Spyro needs to go back to his original design.
Yeah. Dude, the original Spyro was so fucking cool.
The original Spyro was really cool. Like, I thought it was an awesome design. And
the new Spyro looks like a fucking gremlin.
Yeah. It looks like if you were to mash a dragon dog and gremlin together, that's what you'd get.
Yeah.
The PS Plus gave the first 3 Spyro games away earlier this year for free. That's cool. God. I played 1 and 2 so fucking hard.
I must have missed that, but I did get
it was like
Spyro 1 a couple months ago.
Nice. It was, I think it was actually last January.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I missed that.
Did you have your plus around for the Crash Bandicoots?
They gave away
all 3. I was like, oh my god, yes.
I might have had it. I didn't get it, but I might have had plus at the time. But these Amiibo things right here, I think as a consumer, I don't really like when companies are like, okay, this one's exclusive to here and this one's exclusive here because... You know, you got to fucking drive all over town to collect them all. Yeah. But at the same time, that like trips something in your brain where it's like,
I want to collect.
Fuck, I got to collect these, man.
Yeah.
I can't remember which one, but I saw an article about which of the first waves was going to be like the super expensive rare one to get. That's going to bother the shit out of me. But yeah, it was like one of the very first wave of Amiibos. One of them's like already price climbing on eBay.
Wii Fit Trainer.
Is it?
I don't know. I have no idea. It just seems the least likely. Ooh, Google Race. Google Race.
Google Race. Google Race.
I'm
actually on eBay looking at prices.
A little off topic, but...
Marth is $35.
Yep. Marth, Villager, and Wii Fit Trainer are the rare ones.
Marth. I got one right here. Marth, Wii Fit Trainer, and Villager. $125.
Damn. Yeah.
It's because those were the 3 that were discontinued.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really? They like did it. They like they made them and then just
their waves over.
Oh shit!
Except I think Samus was in their wave, and they're still making Samus. But it's those 3 specifically that they discontinued.
Those 3 specifically, I believe.
Yeah,
which is sad.
It is.
I want a Fire Emblem game on the Wii U.
Yeah, you're the only one.
Yep.
No, I know Fire Emblem fans. They probably want one too.
I know Fire Emblem fans are very devoted fans to the Fire Emblem series.
What game was it that I gave was a Tam shit about last week? Wait, was Tam here last week?
Tam was here last week.
I wasn't.
Andy was not.
Oh, that's right. It wasn't Andy. What fucking game was I saying that? I think it was in the opening. The cold open of the podcast. Oh, well.
I'm pretty sure it was Fire Emblem.
Was it Fire Emblem that they gave shit about saying no one wanted a Fire Emblem game? I don't know. Or let's not try and think about what jokes we made a podcast ago.
Okay.
I rarely
go and listen to that podcast, everybody. Look at the awesome joke Matt made.
Yeah. Yeah, do that. So Amiibos, pretty neat.
Expensive.
I don't even really plan on getting any Amiibos. I guess if I were to like...
Are their only use is to be like, I'm going to play this guy.
So...
Did you guys see that the Amiibos can activate the gate counter at the London subway? Someone used an Amiibo to activate it?
We actually talked about this last week. Amiibos learn. And a Fox Amiibo got third place in a Smash tournament.
I did hear about that, like the AI or whatever from the Amiibo.
Yeah.
So like 90% of the guts in an Amiibo works for Smash Brothers. Because that's what they're made for. On the packaging, it actually says, use this for Super Smash Brothers. And they're really trying to test it out for this. But hopefully it'll go further than that. The rest of the 10% can be used on other games. Like, I know there's 8 characters that can be used in Mario Kart to unlock a skin for your Mii. So if you want... your me to dress like Captain Falcon as he's driving in Mario Kart, you put the Captain Falcon Amiibo on the thing and he'll get that costume.
All right.
Yeah, and I know in Hyrule Warriors you unlock weapons and shit with your
Is that game
Link
out
Amiibo.
Yet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That game like it's not a Zelda game, but it does every 8-year-old Tamron who wanted Link to be a bigger badass. It does him justice.
I'm going to stop you right there. There was only one 8-year-old Tamron.
Well, you don't know
there
that.
There are not more Tamrons.
You don't think there's another human in the entire world named Tamron?
You know what's funny? I was typing up... I forget what I was typing up, but I typed... I was typing our names. I typed my name, Andy's name, Tam's name, Skylar's name. The only one that came up with spell check was Skylar.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Skylar's is spelled differently from the Skylar's out there.
Tam was not did not come up in spell check.
Huh. Maybe just gave up.
Yeah.
I can't find it.
So I find it funny how I said like I don't normally do deals, but now I've been talking about deals.
You've been doing deals the last week. Every week.
I don't know, 'tis the season.
We should make it a segment. Craziest deals.
Crazy deals.
Crazy deals.
They might not be around when you hear this, but...
I know, that's why I hate doing it, because this isn't live, but it looks like, because it's the season, these will run like weekly. So I just want to mention that the Wii U 32GB console is currently $250.
That's not bad. What is it, $50 off?
At Target. Yeah. So Target the week of the 14th.
I saw a solid state drive that I should have texted you, but the link was so fucking long I didn't text you it. But it was a 240 gig solid state drive for $75.
Oh.
And it was PNY, so it was a good maker of flash memory. But I was like, dude, you could raid with that much.
Here is some more deals here. PlayStation Vita plus Borderlands, $170.
I want a Vita, but I have no reason to have one.
I know, I want a Vita really bad too now.
But I have no reason.
I plan on getting it. It's just not, you know, like, very imperative on my list.
Yeah. How about you get the real handheld?
The DS.
That 3DS.
3DS XL is $150 plus a free game. That's pretty fucking good, actually.
Yeah.
$150 plus a free game.
I've seen... some consoles start doing this for deals. They're like, hey, you can have one free game from our library for the thing because it's digital. It doesn't have to be that game.
Mm-hmm.
When I got my PS3, I got Ricky Bobby for free Blu-ray.
Yeah. Talladega Nights.
Yep.
I quote that movie all the time. My boss fucking loves that movie. And he really enjoys NASCAR, which is weird. But
I enjoy karate. My family.
And NASCAR. In that order.
Here's something I completely forgot about, but the Halo 5 beta is launching December 29th.
Oh, Jesus.
December 29th?
Yep.
Why would they do that for New Year's? It's like...
Probably assume people have time off during the holidays.
Oh, you nerds. Like I know you're not kissing your buddy at midnight. Play this video game.
Kissing your buddy at midnight.
Kissing anybody. Oh, sorry, I didn't enunciate very well.
I was like,
Have they fixed Matt, Master Chief yet?
It's kind of like it's limping along. It's not bad if you want to play a couple games, but you will run into errors if you are playing for a long time.
Hmm.
Yeah. So that's coming out. Apparently, there's going to be a spectator mode too.
That's kind of cool.
That is neat. More games need that.
Call of Halo is it's looking to be. Yeah. It looked very Call of Duty when I saw the video that leaked.
Oh yeah, the like 15-second one.
Yeah.
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 Oh yeah.
Is
no
that
one's,
a good thing or a bad thing?
No one's really seen Halo 5, have they? They haven't showed off anything.
Not much. Yeah. So that's why the beta will be interesting.
He's hanging out in a desert once. Being all moody.
It's the Master Chief just
walking through the desert. Yeah. Story looks interesting. Like, I want to get it for that, but, like, the fucking multiplayer, it's like, oh, it's every shooter. Yay.
Yeah. Something needs to happen. Like when Modern Warfare came out, the first one, a game like that needs to come along and revolutionize.
We need a fucking tournament shooter. We need Unreal Tournament. We need Time Splitters.
Yeah, the world needs you, Time Splitters.
Time Crisis.
Time Crisis is pretty cool.
I really enjoyed Time Crisis.
I played Time Crisis with the PlayStation Move. That was fucking cool.
You could totally do that. The Kinect would be a good thing to use for that.
Oh, that'd be so cool.
And then you know how you reload by like shooting off the screen?
Yeah.
You just shoot away from the Kinect.
Yeah, that's true.
Or like you duck down and it ducks, and you stand up and it's back in. Yeah, like the pedal from the arcades.
Interrogate the Kinect and you interrogate like a person.
Just like just shaking.
What do you want to kill me? Just shaking it, looking into the camera.
Was that English? I don't think.
Yeah. Who are you?
Who punches a hand? Yeah. That was my balloon tying hand.
That was a great video.
Oh, it was so good. All of those are really good. Yeah.
Hey, Final Fantasy X and X2 HD are coming to PS4.
So. Pay $16. Oh, no. Final Fantasy VII is $16 on the PS4. $1 more than it is everywhere else.
Yeah.
Obviously.
And X and X2 HD will be available for $50.
No. I'm pretty sure the people that bought the PS3 version are pretty pissed about
that. And at the
that.
Same fucking time, Final Fantasy IX is just sitting there. No one doing anything with it. Even though it's the best Final Fantasy.
Oh, apparently 10's considered the best for how many times they fucking remade it.
Seven's been remade so many fucking times.
It's not even being remade. It's being ported. Yeah.
It's on fucking PS1, PS2, PS3.
It's not on PS... Well, you can play one on... You can play the original on PS2. Yeah. That's what I did.
Yeah.
Does it look better?
Well, no. Just... It was backwards compatible.
Yeah,
I didn't have
it's
to get
PS4,
out my PS4,
Steam, fucking Vita.
Oh yeah, I forgot it came out
it's
for
on
the Vita.
Everything.
I would play the shit out of that on the Vita. Just pick it up, play some Final Fantasy. Oh. Oh.
No, fuck that.
Oh. All
right, guys, that will do it for gaming news. Let's go ahead and go into technology.
Nipples.
Good news, everyone. We're online.
Plug in, power up, and listen in. Whoa. This is technology news. That was me.
Whoa. Hey, is anyone a business owner here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sweet. I'm in the business of your mom.
I'm in the business of his business of your mom.
The FBI is telling you to watch out for Iranian hackers.
Really? Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah. Apparently, they're worried that Iranian hackers will be hacking into businesses. So watch out.
Okay. I've never heard that ever. I may be like, hey, watch out.
First for everything, Andy.
Watch out for them Russians.
So watch out for
those Iranians. Do they even have like internet in like three places in Iran. How are they supposed to hack? They probably have faster internet than we do.
Oh, yeah. There's only three of them using up the bandwidth.
Yeah, there's
bandwidth.
Only three hackers.
The bandwidth is really not, yeah. Facebook is ditching Bing search results.
How?
Good.
Now when you search on Facebook, Bing results don't come up.
Oh, that way. That way. I thought they meant like there were going to be no more Facebook links on like Google if you were to search Google with Facebook.
Mm, no, Facebook is just ditching the Bing results.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah,
because that was annoying. I try and find like one person, yeah, and it would just give you links for everything.
Yeah,
and I'm just like, fuck, man. The mobile doesn't do it as bad, but the desktop site was horrible for it.
What makes Bing so
their search algorithm doesn't make sense. It really doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I saw this thing that was like a side-to-side comparison one time on like Lifehacker or something. But when you search like, I don't know, say you search the United States of America on Google, the first thing that comes up is Wikipedia, the United States. And like the second thing is like United States government. And then fucking Bing would be like...
Like United States.
There's a bunch of flags and like,
yeah, Bing search algorithm just doesn't make common sense. Like Google's is like, oh, okay, if I want to look up the United States, it's gonna give me. Sometimes even Google will incorporate the Wikipedia article into your search thing. Have you seen that?
No.
Like every once in a while, you'll type something into Google. Like, if I type in.
Yeah. So right now, I just looked up the United States, and what happens is on the right side, it has the Wikipedia page. And the first link is learn about the United States on USA.gov.
Huh.
Second link is Wikipedia, United States. Third link is Wikipedia, United States territories. And then finally, like the fourth thing down is news about the United States.
And, let's go and then Bing just grabs it like the first thing it comes when it's shopping on the internet.
Yeah, Bing is more shopping related.
And then when I search the United States... we get images of the United States is the first thing that comes up. The Wikipedia article does come up. Then the next article is 50states.com, Encyclopedia Britannica, InfoPlease.com, Huffington Post.
You know what? They might have actually changed this. This doesn't look like old Bing.
It doesn't look like old Bing, but the results still aren't as good as...
It's just, it uses a weird search algorithm compared to Google's, which, like I said, it's more, Google's is more like a common sense algorithm. Like, oh, okay, that's what I'm looking for.
Okay.
And I think that's what makes Google work so well is Google's always been like the common sense search engine. If you type in something, like I can type in a description of a movie and Google will give me that movie.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So if I were to type in... All right, we'll keep going, but I'll do dude with glasses inside a computer.
You looking up? Are you doing it on Google or Bing right now?
Google.
I'll do Bing.
You're welcome for this side-by-side comparison on Three Hit Combo Podcast. You hear the sound of the keyboard?
Well, you're working.
It's putting me to sleep.
Oh, my God. What do you get, Andy?
Give me a second. I typed in something wrong. Larry David wearing sunglasses indoors on Imgur is the first thing I got. Oh, wait. I bet if I put movie after it, that would help.
So, Andy, you get...
Google Glass. Okay.
Okay.
So well, it wasn't as cool as I got.
I got They Live from 1988.
All right. Well, at least you got a movie. At least you got a movie. I got a character from a movie. Max Headroom.
All right. Moving on.
All right.
Headroom.
The Pirate Bay has been restored.
Oh, part it of was? What? Oh, the Pirate Bay. Yeah. I thought you said the part of Bay, and I'm like, what? Yeah. Part of Bay. It was like 4 hours, 6 hours after it got taken down.
Yeah. ISO Hunt actually has revived it.
Oh, ISO Hunt?
Yep.
Oh, good for them.
Yeah, so the Pirate Bay archives are public, so that's basically why every time it goes down, it just fucking pops right back up.
And the website isn't that big. All it is text and links, so it's not and a big ads. Website. Yeah.
So if you go back to the Pirate Bay, it's got kind of like a blue look now, and it says the Pirate Bay search by ISO Hunt.
Oh, I just saw that. Interesting.
Let's see. It's actually at oldpiratebay.org.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Nice.
Hmm.
Interesting.
So what took it down this time? Just
Swedish government.
Check this out. Their servers were in a mountain.
We're in a mountain.
In a mountain.
That's
in
awesome.
A mountain.
That's really cool.
Which apparently that's how they cooled it. So there was no cooling costs. Because the mountain itself was cool enough. And plus Sweden's usually cold.
That's really awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to do another deal. On Amazon right now, you can buy an 8 terabyte Seagate hard drive for $260.
Nice.
That's pretty good. Other 8 terabyte disk drives tend to sell closer for $1,000.
Jesus. That's a really good deal for 8 terabytes, man.
Get on that.
Get yourself an enclosure. You got server room right there.
Get 5 of those, wait 6 months, and then sell them back for $1,000.
Now, the speed on these isn't really that great, so that's why they're suggesting if you have a modern solid-state drive
to
put your important shit on that, but 8 terabyte will store your music and movies and fucking for the everything eternity. Forever. Yeah. You could probably store your consciousness on that later.
I remember my dad getting a 2 gigabyte hard drive with one of our compacts.
Oh, yeah?
And my dad going, you can fit everything on this. And Warcraft 3 came out and took up, like, Warcraft 3 was like 800 megabytes. And so that was almost half the hard drive. And the compact was just like, nope. So I bought Warcraft 3 and then had to wait like 2 years to get a new computer before I could actually play it. It was the shittiest thing in the world. But when I played it, it was glorious.
That reminds me of Shadow of Mordor. I bought that about a month and a half ago, and I just finally played it.
Oh, how was it?
Really fun.
I've heard it's really good.
It's the only game I've ever bought just based purely on hype. Like, people were just telling me to go buy it.
Which console did you get it for?
Xbox One. Nice. So, everyone was telling me to go buy it. I hadn't seen a single video or gameplay of it. But I was like, all right, fine, I'll go buy it. So, that was the only game I bought.
Mine was Demon's Souls. And I promptly sold that game to GameStop a week later. I was so fucking mad. Because Tom and everyone at Panera was like, Demon's Souls is amazing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, I'll get it. No, I fucking hate
I remember that game. A funny story. So this was not long after Oblivion came out that Two Worlds was being worked on.
I remember
on.
That game.
And it was like, the way we kind of looked at it was, it's like multiplayer Oblivion, man. It's awesome. And me, Stefan, and Austin were all talking about it. Stefan and I never got it. Austin got it.
Was he pissed?
Yeah, he was pretty pissed. But the game didn't get any, like, the reviews were all pretty shitty. So yeah. I'm like, yeah, I'm kind of glad we didn't.
It was a game that got, like, way hyped for what it wasn't.
Like, fuck, it's on the tip of my tongue. What, Too Human?
Yep, Too Human was another game like that. The super hype and then just...
Well, yeah, way too hyped and just was not worth it.
Yep. Like Half-Life 3.
Yeah. Except that hasn't come out.
Shut your whore mouth.
And never will come out.
Shut your whore mouth.
All right, guys. Let's go into news.
Yay.
News team! Assemble!
And now it's time for the 3-Hit Combo News Desk with Matt, Andy, and Sam.
Thanks, I forgot.
I'm slowly coming to terms with Half-Life 3 probably never coming out. Like, every day that I think about it, I'm just more and more in my heart. I'm like, I'm okay.
I thought you were going to say, I'm finally coming to terms with you being on the podcast and not Skylar. I was like,
That'll never happen.
Andy.
An 11-year-old girl stole thousands of dollars from her grandma and then told a cab driver to take her halfway across the country so she could meet a 16-year-old boy she'd met online.
Catfish.
First question, was a 16-year-old boy a real 16-year-old boy?
The article does not say.
I'm pretty sure if it was an old man, it would probably say something like that.
Questions. She never actually went to meet. She never made it.
Oh, damn.
Now, she hailed a cab and told the cab driver that she needs to go to Jacksonville, Florida. She was located in...
How old was she again? 11 or
11
12?
Years 11?
Old. All right.
Hitched a ride with a stranger. Okay, so she hitched a ride with a stranger and made it to Little Rock. From Little Rock, she wanted to go to Jacksonville, Florida. The cab driver's like, do you have money? The cab driver apparently was cool with taking an 11-year-old to Jacksonville, Florida. She made it 500 miles close to Atlanta, but by the time the cops got in touch with the cabbie.
Holy shit.
That's insane.
I bet that grandma was pissed.
You know, good on her for following her dreams. I mean, it was a shitty dream, but
yeah,
good on her.
Sometimes your dreams are stupid.
She was active about it.
Yeah, going to meet her 16-year-old boyfriend.
It's probably double that.
Yeah, probably 32.
Yeah.
Hey, so Pornhub came out with a map.
Another map?
A map? Okay.
It's countries and there's also states on whether they are boobs or butt states.
Ooh.
This is a great map. Yeah, this is a great one. Nebraska, I'm going to guess ass.
Before we get started. Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For some odd reason, I just see Nebraska as an ass state.
What's your preference?
Boobs. Oh my God, boobs.
Matt?
Tits. Oh!
Fuck.
I can appreciate a nice ass, but boobs all the way.
If I had to pick, gun to my head, I'd probably say boobs as well.
Boobs. Boobs. Yeah. Definitely boobs.
So this is a three-hit boob combo.
I'm pretty on the fence, but I could also go butts just to be different than you guys.
I don't be that guy. Oh, they pick boobs. Ass.
The newest Ninja Sex Party song is essentially boobs or butts. Like that's the whole premise of the
what
song.
What is Minnesota?
Butts.
All right.
They are an ass.
Is most of the Midwest ass?
Most of the country is ass.
Really?
Yep.
Huh. That's interesting.
In fact, overall in the country, we are an ass country.
Okay, so was it
England boobs?
England is.
Right. Yeah. No, I'm moving. Is
this isn't who has more.
Oh.
It's just what they search for more.
Oh. Huh. Well damn. So
is Germany ass?
No.
No?
Nope.
Oh.
Did it count like gay porn as well? Because I think that's a little skewed.
I assume, yeah.
That's skewed then. Wouldn't you think? You wouldn't think like a bunch of okay. I guess if it's on both ends.
They basically just took
the search results.
Did they search for boobs or did they search for butts? And then just took compiled. The
dude, Pornhub is the coolest though. They're like the only porn website that'll release statistics. And
right here, it's when searching for straight woman with man pornography.
Got it.
Okay.
All right.
Huh. I really expected Germany to be an ass state with all that shit they do. German shit.
Would you want to go ahead and explain?
Germans are known for like super scat, like all the nasty.
Are they?
That sounds like an awful superhero.
Super scat. That's where like 85% of scat pornography comes out of in the world is Germany and Austria.
Wow. The more you know.
Why do I know this? I have been doing a lot of research on Schindler's Fist.
Oh my God.
Like I'm not shitting you,
but
but I've been doing a lot of porn research.
That's fucking funny.
Research.
Okay, so the entirety of Africa is butts, except for Egypt, which is boobs, and the entirety of South America is butts, except Argentina, which is
damn.
Boobs.
It's like most of the world is butts.
I would say probably slightly most of the world is butts.
Huh.
Although, if you want to talk population-wise, it's probably boobs, because China and India are both boob countries.
Really? That's because all the females there don't have boobs.
Yeah.
Like, oh, she was so fat. She looked like boy. Oh, boob.
But then again, Scandinavia are boob countries, and they have, like, the biggest cup size.
And the hottest
Do
chicks.
They?
Yeah.
They got, like, the blonde.
Yeah, that was from another
blonde hair, blue eye.
Huh. We had a long time ago. Interesting.
The more you know.
The more you know. Here's a fact for you. One fisting scene can get up to $7,000.
And is also banned now in the UK.
Yeah, I found a chick that could be the perfect main part. She's like, why can't we all fist? And she's got a sign that just says that. I'm like, you're my main chick.
All right, so the final story I have for news here is the most horrifying fast food menu items of 2014.
Ooh, okay, I like these. These are always fun.
Yeah, so right here we have a Burger King. Burger King Japan came out with a black cheeseburger.
Isn't it just the bun? It's like uses like squid ink or something?
The bun and the cheese. The cheese is black too.
Oh, okay.
So the bun and the cheese both black.
If I watched it made in front of me, I'd eat it.
I would not eat it because I don't like cheese.
Okay. Well, you could ask for no cheese. You can have it your way.
Yeah, but then it would just be a black bun. And yeah, I'd eat that.
Yeah. If I watched
just,
it, I don't made,
it's just coloring.
What they use squid ink? Isn't that? I imagine that's salty. I imagine the squid ink just doesn't taste good in my brain. But I don't know.
Can you imagine it's salty? Do you know how much salt is on Burger King food to begin with? Is it really going to taste so much different?
Yes.
I mean, it's already loaded with salt anyway.
My heart!
I mean, I guess if, like, you two are doing it as well. So whenever a three-hit combo goes worldwide and we start doing Japan. Tours,
yeah,
we go to Japan and I don't know why they still have this
promotion.
Wouldn't
that be a neat thing?
It would be.
Like, three-hit combo travels? How fucking cool. Oh, Camilla, I forgot my malaria pills. Just go on without me. It's cool. We're in Africa right now.
Number two is Taco Bell's Waffle Taco.
Never weird. Tried it. I always wanted to, but the breakfast crunch wrap was always so good that's why I never got the Waffle Taco.
Beautiful. Beautiful creation.
Number three is KFC's Chicken Corsage.
Is that that's not the double down, is it?
Nope, that's a corsage with chicken in it.
Oh!
I'm gonna look.
Look at that picture!
Hold on, I'm coming.
It is for prom.
Oh my god.
So, you know, basically KFC's doing us a service.
It's so fucking ridiculous.
Basically KFC's doing us a service because if someone gets you this, you know, not to, you know, bone them after prom.
God, that's funny as fuck. That seems like a prank gift you give someone. Like,
not a real KFC thing.
Number four is Dunkin' Donuts Eggs Benedict breakfast sandwich. I don't know.
Yeah,
why exactly.
That just sounds totally. Maybe because it's really bad for you, but it doesn't sound weird.
Apparently, there's cream cheese on it.
Oh.
Oh.
So that
no.
Yeah, that's weird.
Burger King's Yumbo breakfast sandwich comes in at five, which is. A hot ham sandwich with American cheese and mayo.
Ugh.
Do you guys remember the Burger King's Eggnormous breakfast sandwich?
Nope.
It was like egg, bacon, 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 egg, cheese, bacon. It was the most fucking horrible thing for you. And I had one time in the first period in high school. I just laid in the back of the classroom. I felt so shitty.
I can't eat Burger King breakfast food. I just can't. I used to be a manager there and like would open up shop and like... Poor kid had to eat their like breakfast every day, just like be alive. Ugh. I just like I keep trying it like every year. Like I go back and I have like a sandwich. I'm just like dead afterwards. I'm like
my first job was Culver's, and I ate Culver's for the first time since I worked there like last week.
How was it?
It was delicious.
Yeah,
but it had also been like 8-9 years since I had Culver's, so.
My first job was Panera, and I have Panera all the time.
So. You got that creamy Tom?
Mm-hmm.
I keep trying to think of ways I can get you a whole fucking bag of creamy tomato. Like, I'll walk in the freezer, I'm like, I could just easily just walk out with this bag of creamy tomato. God,
I've never had sweet. It. Creamy tomato.
It's the best.
It's like Matt's, like, crack.
It's the best. If you get a pizza made of garlic, Parmesan cheese, grilled chicken, hardwood smoked bacon, and diced tomatoes on a Parmesan crust... You would get number six, which is Pizza Hut's Cockadoodle Bacon Pie.
I've had it.
Have you?
It's delicious.
Yeah?
When you eat it, you totally know it's bad for you because it's so delicious. It
sounds really good.
Number seven is an entire menu, Wendy's entire barbecue pulled pork menu.
Really? The whole menu. That's great.
Number eight is Burger King Japan's breakfast Spam and cheeseburgers.
Ooh, no. But Spam's also a huge market in Japan.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Is it really? I know it is in Hawaii, actually.
Yeah. Dude, there's like 16 different types of Spam now. At Baker's alone the other day, I found Spam, and there was like 8 or 9 different types. It was crazy. But yeah, that's the face I make too. Just, oh, God.
My grandmother used to make me eat Spam, and I'm just like, I'd rather just wait till my mom got home. Like, mom picked me up from daycare to eat food.
I always fucking hated it when I was younger, and I guess I get it because you have to feed children. But whenever I had, like, a babysitter, I was at daycare, and they're like, you have to eat this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck you. I don't even like it. Like, my daycare would make me drink milk. Like, you're a kid, you need milk. I'm like, I don't like milk. I fucking hate it. I hate the taste of milk. Why the fuck would I drink it?
Just pour it into a plant, like a cartoon.
I would seriously drink like a sip. I'd be like, there, I drank my milk.
My daycare was like my mom had to provide the lunches in the daycare. Really? So I guess mine were always fine.
Yeah, I was like, why can't you fucking give me water or orange juice?
Yeah, like water is easy.
And then I always had this babysitter that would make me like fucking fish sticks. I hate fish sticks. And she's like, well, just plug your nose when you eat it.
I'm like, just plug your nose.
I hate that fucking reasoning.
Yeah.
That's the reason. I will not eat chili to this day because my grandparents, one time when they were watching me, my parents had chili in the, like, when they would make chili, they wouldn't add that, like, the hot seasoning to it because it was fucking hot. Well, my grandparents did it one time and put the hot seasoning in it and then, like, made Marissa and I, like, we could not leave till we ate the chili. Ugh. And so I will not eat chili to this day because of that. But yeah, they're like, just eat the chili. Just hold your nose and eat it and you won't taste it. And fuck, well, man, that was scarring.
Here's the thing with it. They made it spicy, right?
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing is, like, holding your nose, first of all, I've always noticed holding your nose doesn't eliminate the flavor. Just
no, it
deadens it.
Yeah,
you know?
It dulls it.
Like,
yeah.
you need your sense of smell mostly for your taste, but I've noticed, especially there's such a thing called aftertaste,
yeah.
And at some point you need to breathe. But that's not going to fucking eliminate spice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was
hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was shitty. But yeah, that's
fucking
the reason
guarantee
I don't.
I'm never going to be that person if I have children or babies.
Oh, God, yeah. Like, I'm going to make them try it because,
like, yeah,
I'll try, like, everything once.
I'll be like, try this. You don't like it? Okay, I'm not going to fucking force you to eat it.
My mom, whenever they wanted me to eat stuff, they'd be like, okay. They have, like, a bunch of people at the table, like, all right, I want you to take one bite for me. Okay, now take one bite for your dad.
Oh,
okay,
that's...
go ahead and take one bite for your sister. And I was like, fine, I'm eating for everybody. By the time I'm done, I ate the whole thing. But I'm sure that was just...
If I was your sister, I'd be like, he doesn't have to take a bite from it. It's cool. He doesn't need to do that, yeah.
Oh, Matt, I wish you were my sister.
As a parent, I'm not... If they don't like it...
As a parent?
As a parent.
I heard a bird.
When I'm a parent. But yeah, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to, like, memorize the shit they don't like.
When
either.
Andy's a parent here in about 7.5 months.
About
congratulations,
four.
Camilla.
4 months. 4 months?
Really? 4 months, yeah.
Yeah, don't do that to us.
We do that to the parents all the time. It's so fun. It's probably going to backfire on us. But don't have to worry about kids for not getting laid.
Seriously, it's the greatest birth control.
Yeah?
Not even worrying about
yes,
it.
Yes, abstinence is the greatest birth control.
Yeah.
See, the reason there's a problem with it is because, you know, people will be human and have sex, but apparently you do not.
No.
Because you're okay. A parrot.
Yeah, because you're a parrot.
Once you get kids,
well, you should convince
it's just unwanted hand jobs after that. All right, just come on.
Number 9 is Sonic's cheesy bread dogs.
Yeah, that just sounds like a bad idea.
Number 10 is Burger King's Canada's poutine a la burger.
What?
Poutine looks delicious, but at the same time, poutine looks really bad for you. Like, look
first
at this
of all,
picture.
Poutine. Yeah, poutine is really bad for you. This one in Burger King comes with the normal poutine plus beef in it.
I've never heard of this, and I did not hear
poutine.
I heard something much, much different.
Poutine is a delicacy in Canada. It's fries covered in gravy and cheese curds.
Next.
Yeah. Now, see, the thing is, fries covered in gravy, like,
that's okay.
I wouldn't order that, but, like, if someone was like, here, you want a couple? I'd be like, okay, fine.
Yeah.
Cheese curds? Fuck no.
Yeah.
Do you just not like dairy? Are you just not a dairy dude?
I'm not much of a dairy person. I mean, I like shredded cheddar on tacos, and I like cheese on pizza. But when it comes to, like, I don't like nachos, I don't like cheeseburgers, I don't like mozzarella sticks, you know, stuff like that.
Hmm. All right. Interesting.
But, I mean, I like yogurt.
Okay.
Okay.
KFC Korea's Zinger Double Down King.
Anything that has the name Double Down in it just means don't fucking eat
this,
it.
This, of course, is two pieces of chicken. And between the two pieces of fried chicken looks to be a beef patty, bacon, cheese, and barbecue sauce.
Yes, please.
So
yes, please.
So bad
so
for you.
So if you're watching your carbs...
I want to go, like... rent a muscle car and go order, like, a bunch of
those. Although, to be fair, that is breaded chicken, so. If you're watching nothing.
Yeah.
Ask for it to be grilled.
if you're going to play 8 hours of World of Warcraft, have one of these Double Downs.
Oh, I'm starting to worry that I have to start jogging through this because I was like, God, there's a lot, but there's only two more left.
Nice.
McDonald's Japan, the crab croquet.
I do like crab.
It is...
Put crab at a
snow
McDonald's.
Snow crab meat smothered in sauce americaine. which they don't really say what that is, but also has lettuce and tomato sauce on it.
Would you want crab from McDonald's?
I eat their fish fillets. They're delicious.
I've heard that the McDonald's in like Maine and stuff like that have the crab, apparently that's really good.
Yeah, Panera has a lobster sandwich.
Lobster in Maine.
Yeah, and it's only on the upper New England area. And apparently it's like $11 for a sandwich, but apparently it's like really good quality. So they must get it from like that area then.
And finally, again, in Japan, Burger King's mush and cheese. Mush and cheese.
Like mushroom and cheese?
It's a black pepper beef patty that's topped with four types of mushroom and a variety of cheeses.
Huh.
Damn.
All right, I'm looking up that sauce Americana.
Sauce Americana. Hurry up, because I'm gonna end the episode.
it's like a French sauce that you put on seafood.
What's in it?
Chopped onions, tomatoes, white wine, brandy, salt, cayenne pepper, and butter.
Over an hour. Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
All right, so that will do it for news. That will do it for sauces. That will do it for this episode of 3-Hit Combo Podcast. Remember, you can find us on Twitter, twitter.com/3hitcombopc. That is the number 3. PC stands for podcast. You can find us on YouTube, search 3-Hit Combo Podcast, facebook.com/3hitcombopodcast, and email us at 3hitcombopodcast@gmail.com. So for Andy and Sam, this is Matt, signing out. The top of 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 the top of